What's up, guys? This is Kaylee Johnson here with Digital Journey. If you're a person that's wanting to learn social media, maybe that's just for you personally, maybe it's for your business, this is the right place for you. Well, today we have Michelle McCarthy with us. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so Michelle has a really cool story. She's a passionate storyteller and design enthusiast with a knack for weaving strategic narratives. So she has a background in visual communications and a love for all things design. Michelle has had the privilege of crafting visual narratives that leave a lasting impact for some amazing companies. She believes in the power of branding to not only captivate, but to transform brands into compelling stories. I am super excited to hear a little bit about your story and your journey and just, yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you so much. So as you mentioned, I worked in branding, I think close to about 15 years. I started off as a designer, a graphic designer, got into visual branding, designing logos, identity suites, that kind of thing. And then kind of went into a brand strategy side of things, working for all different sized companies. And most recently, I've made the pivot into a personal branding coach. So I realized that everybody deserves to have a brand, not just the big impressive companies that we all know and love. And everybody can leverage the power of personal branding to achieve their goals, essentially.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Can you go into a little bit more about what personal branding is?
So personal branding is, I would kind of describe it as how you want to present yourself to the world. But more importantly, I think it's creating something that is congruent with who you are and kind of consistency. So There's a lot of talk about being vulnerable online at the moment, but I think people get really confused in between what's being vulnerable and what's kind of like oversharing or what's kind of like, you know, trauma dumping, or some people are really uncomfortable sharing pictures of their kids, different things. And they're like, well, I don't want to talk about my marriage or my divorce or my, you know, share pictures of my kids. And my job is to show people how to show up authentically and genuinely without showing the parts that you're not comfortable showing with.
Yes. That's one thing we focus a lot on at Digital Journey is authenticity. You know, for a while, social media had that front of just present the best side, the picture perfect side. And then it kind of evolved to present everything about your life and every detail. If you're not willing to talk about this with a friend, you don't need to be dumping it online. You got to have that boundary. And so I think that's a hard thing to learn, especially when you see people on both extremes and trying to figure out where you fit into that. What's some guidelines or advice you have when it comes to personal branding for being authentic, but not oversharing to the point where it's overwhelming and obnoxious?
Yeah. Well, I think, first of all, I'd say you just kind of start peppering it in. And don't go, like you're saying, don't go to the other extreme. It might be just like, here's my opinion on this. Here is, so for example, a really easy way to share your opinion and a side of you is share somebody else's content that you agree with. If it's, we'll just say like TikTok, you can stitch it, something like that. And it's showing your personality. You could also like share like a cause or like a foundation that you're really passionate about. Those kinds of things. It's not sharing your address, not sharing, like, you know, you don't have to share anything. Like you're saying, if you don't want to talk about it, like with a good girlfriend, why would you be putting it online? Something like that, where you're just starting to infuse your kind of personality and kind of what sets you apart and your beliefs and your values without, like you're saying, going to the other extreme. One part that I develop when I bring my clients through my personal branding framework is we do a lot of self-discovery. There's a lot of mindset work in there in that we kind of have a look at who you are, who you want to be, and really just kind of like know who you are. Because it sounds really simplistic, but I think the reason a lot of us, and I say us because I'm very guilty of this too, that we overshare or, you know, kind of go off brand as it were, or, you know, just go on these big massive tangents online, it's because we don't really know who we are.
Yes.
We don't really know who we are as a person. So we, you know, start borrowing from different creators, or we don't really know who we are in terms of a brand either. So we're just kind of just throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks. And it's very easy to get into this kind of complaining rabbit hole. Like, oh no, I spilled my coffee. Oh no, I did this. And then this happened. And then, you know, and while like, okay, you spilled your coffee. I'm using that as an example because I'm looking at my coffee cup and I'm notorious for spilling. That's like, that is kind of like, oh, look at me, I'm so clumsy. That's fine. But if you're using it as an example to just have a moan, it's, you know, that's not really, people aren't coming on social media to listen to that.
Yes, exactly. No, I think that's great. And one thing I think people lose sight of a lot is like social media was made for that social connection. And people can use social media to be so self-centered now. And it's just posting about yourself. Great. Now you know about me, instead of, you know, this is a way that this can be conversational or can be encouraging. It's just like almost like a personal journal and a diary. It's like, you need to find that balance between knowing the purpose of social media and still putting yourself out there.
Yeah, that's so true. It's so true. People are using it like a diary. Yeah. Wow. That's actually a really good way of looking at it. I think it just comes back to like, people don't really know what they're using social media for.
Yes.
And obviously I'm looking at it from the point of view of a personal brand, and then social media being the tool to grow that personal brand. If you don't know like what your mission is, what your values are, what you're standing for, you know, it's very easy then to just go completely just random. And like you're saying, using it as a journal, and I mean, get off the line and call your therapist.
Yes.
Love
yes.
You. Love you, but like,
get some help.
Not. Yeah. Heal and then come back.
Yes. Yes.
And a lot of that's actually kind of a lot. I mean, I'm not a therapist. Massive caveat, not a mental health professional, but a lot of what we do in the framework that I have created is that kind of mindset work that kind of creeps up. It's a lot of self-discovery, and then it's a lot of self-acceptance. I think one of the other reasons people really struggle to show up online authentically and genuinely is they don't really like who they are. And
yes.
The other thing is that they're terrified people are going to find out these like deep, dark secrets that they have, all these skeletons that they have in their closet. And they're like, I'm not going to put myself out there. I'm not, you know, whereas if you go, okay, you look at yourself, like you look at yourself, who you are, kind of start unpacking a bit of that stuff that you're like, I'm not so happy or confident about, and just start integrating it and accepting. And believe me, I understand that I'm really simplifying this, and it's a much bigger project, like I said.
I'm sure.
But once you start to just accept yourself and realize that we all have this baggage, nobody is just, you know, like naturally confident and no problems and no issues and no, you know, anything. But once you start to like accept yourself, and it's so much easier to show up genuinely and authentically, and then you start attracting people who are on the same wavelength as you. And that's when you don't need to do this whole big journal entry to try and attract those similar people. You can just like start showing up, and it's like peppered in.
Oh, that makes complete sense. That's, and then it's more natural too.
You're also not worried about like vanity metrics either.
Yes.
Because you're showing up as yourself, and you know, you've built that confidence. You know who you are. It might be a slow burn to begin with, but you're going to find your people. You're going, like, they're going to find you. There's going to be an energetic match. Whereas I feel like, and again, talking from personal experience, when I was trying to be somebody else, I was just so obsessed with getting the follower count, getting the likes, getting the views, because I needed to prove to someone else and needed to prove to myself that I was worthy, that I'm good enough to be here. Whereas now I'm like, it's cool. Like, I know who I am. I like who I am. It's cool. Everything else is going to just flow naturally afterwards.
And that makes it a lot, you know, puts you in a much healthier mindset for using social media, because you hear from a lot of people, oh, everyone needs to be off social media. All it causes is anxiety and depression. And it's like, it can if you're not using it correctly. But almost every good thing can be used for bad. And so it's like, you have to figure out, how can I use social media? How can I develop my personal brand to where it's going to be a positive force and not impact people negatively?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think taking ownership of your role in that as well, how are you using social media? It's very easy for us to just like go, okay, social media is bad. Social media anxiety, you know, doom scrolling. Again, I'm guilty of all of these things. Do as I say, not as I do kind of thing. But you know, I know that's on me. It's not on Instagram or Meta, you know.
Right.
They just created the machine. It's up to us individually and as a society to use it appropriately, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How do you think that plays into personal branding? About what are ways through personal branding you can, do you work on encouraging others in social media to use social media healthy through personal branding? Or is it focused more on curating your own personal brand so that you can grow that way? Is it outward focused also?
Yeah, I mean, it's both. I think they work together. I kind of dial it back and start with the inner stuff first.
Yes.
Because everything else becomes easier then. So quite often people will come to me because they're like, I want, you know, to build my personal brand on Instagram. Cool, great. You know, or it might be that they want to get a keynote speech or write a book or, you know, whatever their big goals are. But we have to dial it back first. So it's the inner work first. It's the grunt work. It's the work so easily just kick down the road. I'll do that later. Or I don't need to do that. I know who I am kind of, you know. And we're all guilty of it. So it's that first. And then I will say, then we can get to the fun stuff. The fun stuff is booking in a branded photo shoot, you know, getting your website if you need one, getting your social media graphics, get it, like all that stuff, which is the stuff that people want to rush to.
Yes.
Do the inside work first, and then we do all the fun stuff. And then
right, and I mean, if you focus
like a natural extension.
Yeah, if you focus on the fun stuff first, you're going to realize you're hitting roadblocks, things aren't working out, and it's really going to cost you a lot more time and energy than if you take that initial time to go through the hard things and process things first, and then be able to get into the more quote unquote fun stuff, which yeah, I think, you know, examining yourself can also be fun. It can be painful, it can be hard, but the change that you see from that afterwards is great and amazing.
Yeah. Exactly. I totally agree. It is very daunting. And quite often I think we look at it as a whole and it's like, I need to fix all my problems. And it's like, it's not that, you know, we're all works in progress. But I think
yes,
just kind of even just scratching the surface and finding someone to like, whether it be a therapist or a coach or, you know, whatever that may be for you, but having someone to create that container in that space where you can kind of start peeling back these layers, it'll all then kind of like come together. So at the start, it does feel like a little bit of grunt work. It can be quite daunting, but having someone there to hold you accountable and like I said, create that safe space, then everything else can move a lot faster than when you get to everything else. But like you're saying, if you start with all the tactical stuff, you'll actually end up having to do it again because you'll do a branded photo shoot and you're like, this is not me at all. This is...
Yes.
You know, I'm just being influenced by the people around or who I think I should be.
Right. And then when you choose to take on other people's personas and personalities, you're going to fade into the background because you're not being truly you. And then let's say the other person starts fading away content or personality, then whose personality are you going to take on? And it really just, it makes it much more short term and much more less authentic because you're becoming someone else and not yourself.
Yeah. And I fell into that. And I think most people do. I almost think like it's what's that phrase? Like something that you have to go through. Like your first time using social media, you see what's working for other people. You kind of mimic it. So, and I've been very guilty of it. And sometimes it's unconscious. Sometimes you don't mean to, but like if you're over consuming one particular creator's content, you tend to end up speaking like them and, you know, so I think everybody kind of does it at the start. But yeah, like you're saying, getting to know who you are, like what you're all about and what you want from this, it makes it so much easier. And then in terms of like content, it all becomes like a natural extension of who you are. So you don't have to overthink
it.
You know, editing and everything is super easy. You know, content, thinking of content is super easy because it's literally just you, just in a different format. Whereas
exactly,
when you're trying to be someone else, you're going to critique everything. You're going to say, you know, oh, I'm not like wearing the right makeup or I'm not dressed the right way or I'm not saying things in the right way. And that's kind of a sure sign that you're trying to fit in. You're trying to be somebody else.
No, that's amazing. And I think a lot of people, when they hear of branding, they only think business branding. And, you know, that's just a small part of what branding is. So I really appreciate you coming on. How can our listeners reach out to you and learn more about what you do? Where can they reach you at?
The best place to reach me is on Instagram. My handle is @I'mMichelleMcCarthy, and all my links there.
Fantastic. And we'll have all that put below in the bio section. So if you're driving, doing laundry, cooking, don't worry about it. You can click on that once you finish that. Thank you so much for coming on. This was a pleasure. And thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. This was great.